Well, hi there, folks. Hugh Tasmanian Devil here. I have a little story to tell you. It's not one for the kiddies, so you might want to corral them out of the room, out of the house, or maybe out of the country if that's your cup of OJ. Yes, things aren't always what they seemed on the set of Tasmania. Now don't get me wrong, we all got along with one another back in the 90s. Heck, I don't think a family could get along better if they tried. Especially me and Taz. You remember Taz, right? That's my boy. Good kid, too. Maybe a little rough around the edges. Too many boulders falling on his head, I guess. Cartoon writers know what I mean. They just can't get enough of them boulders. Well, anyways, me and Taz got along real famously. Almost as good as with my wife. You know Jean, right? Best mother in the world. Treated us all like kings. But Taz and me, well, they were few closer than us. Especially on those lonely nights when Jean had one of her little get-togethers. Me and my boy would head into the bedroom and, well, I guess we'd just sort of stare at each other for a bit. I'd be smiling like I always do, and he'd be giving me one of those mischievous grins of his. Now the thing about good old Taz is he never really was the kind to wear any clothing. Couldn't blame him, really. Sure gets hot here in the outback. Guess I'm just the old-fashioned type, but there are days, like that one in particular, where my boy is a bit more than just naked. That's right. There I was staring at that rascal, when his Tasmanian manhood was poking right up there ready for his old man to take. How could I say no? Of course, there was no harm in a little foreplay. Taz has an interesting idea of what foreplay is. So I got out of my clothes and into my birthday suit, as the mating ritual demanded. Taz got real close to me. I, with one hand still holding onto my pipe, I lifted my arm up, and there he went, sniffing to his heart's content. And then that big old tongue came out, and blah, blah, blah. You know how it is. Of course, I appreciated my son's attention, which brought about my own devilhood. I admit to being a bit thicker than Taz, but he always had me beat in length. Didn't spend much time looking, though. Pretty soon I was on my back, and my good old boy was shoving his blah 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 into my puckered up yakety smackety. Probably went at it for a good 5 minutes. Taz was sure going at his old man hard. But that's okay. He's a good kid, after all. We were surprised when Jean walked in wearing all that leather and that big, thick yakety-smackety between her legs. Ho-ho! Taz sure was whining a lot that night. Nothing but motherly love, though. And I still got a nice, creamy blah-blah-blah in my rear. Just goes to show you how close a family we had backstage in those early cartoon days. Still kind of do. Well, that's all the time I have for you friendly folks today. Why don't you try and get a little closer to your family as well? Have a sit down with them. Pour yourself a nice cool glass of OJ. And if things work out the same way, well, why not just let nature do what it does best?